Psst! Hey, you!
Go away!
Who are you? What are you doing here?
It was hard to tell with such an echo bouncing off the Seattle wall and all its encompassed buildings, but Rector was pretty sure the voice came from a nearby rooftop.
Who are you?
None of your goddamn business!
Don't holler like that!
Sorry, go away, would you?
Above Rector and somewhere to the right, he heard something. The speaker was descending a ladder, coming closer.
Stay away from me.
No!
Why?
Because you'll die down here, running around like an idiot. Can't imagine how you've lived this long. Let me help you.
I don't want any help.
Getting closer, a lot closer, and definitely not a ghost.
I've gotta get out of here.
Not a bad idea. Come with me.
Like hell.
Rector started to run. Three steps into that retreat, he collided with the corner of a building, bounced off, and caught himself just before falling down. His gas mask slid, not far enough to let in any of the toxic air. But one of his lenses had cracked. It was hard enough to see when everything was clear. Now he was half blind in one eye, and he felt a warm, wet trickle of blood dripping down behind his ear. Rector pulled himself together, picked a different direction, and ran that way. He bolted around the offending corner, tore to the right, and ran forward some more, faster, up the hill, because that was the correct direction, wasn't it?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
That other person was still coming, moving on feet that were very light and fast in comparison to Rector's. He ran on anyway. He spied some stairs from the corner of his eye, swiveled on his heel, and climbed them. Not knowing where they went and not caring much, he wondered briefly why these stairs were on the outside of a building, then noticed, when the fog parted enough to let him notice anything, that these were interior stairs after all. The building had fallen away, leaving its insides exposed. Flight by flight, he passed big stretches of shattered flooring eaten up by holes while hugging the rail. The Seattle City wall loomed up to his left, and that didn't seem correct. He'd gotten turned around somehow. He wondered when it'd be safe to stop. And then he wondered what he'd do if he reached the top and there was nowhere left to go. He didn't wonder long. The stairs ran out. Rector teetered at the edge. He didn't hear anyone coming up behind him, so maybe this would be a safe place to stop. To catch his breath. To wait until his pursuer had gotten bored and wandered off. He balanced there, not looking down and not looking back, waiting to hear that voice call out again. It didn't. After a good 5 minutes, he began a slow, quivering retreat back the way he'd come. Funny, he hadn't noticed on his frantic way up how fragile the steps felt beneath his boots. The wobble wasn't his imagination. He leaned toward the rail and to the bit of wall that remained on that side.
Don't die yet. You ain't allowed.
Shut your mouth, Zeke.
One hand on the splintered, rickety rail, he kept his eyes on his feet. One foot in front of the other, one step at a time. He stopped.
What's that noise? Is that guy caught up to me?
He held still and listened. Sounded like breathing, coming from something pretty big. But he didn't see anything. The air was too dense. It moved like smoke in front of his lenses, one broken and one still clear. The breathing was behind him, yes, behind him, and not his own. Closer. Stumbling now, Rector picked up his pace. He spun around, flailing, expecting to hit someone square in the face, but no, there was no one behind him, no one beside him, there couldn't be. To one side was a drop-off leading nowhere, to the other, a lone wall, a final surviving shred of the old building.
Doesn't make sense.
Rector saw no one and nothing. He ran down the uneven, unstable stairs. Behind him, they crumbled away. Whatever was behind him, this unseen foe, this was not a man. A crash shattered the old building wall and ripped the rail out of the boy's hands. He staggered, falling forward and catching himself, but the catch didn't hold, and he slipped down farther, descending face first. He scrambled on his hands and knees, ducking almost by accident, but his timing was good. As his head went down and his knees went out from under him, an enormous shadow leapfrogged him in a flash of terrible motion. Through his one good lens, Rector saw a shape that had two arms and two legs, but was in no way human. He watched it sail overhead, a lunging hop thrusting the huge heavy thing from one turn of the stairs to the one below it, shattering the place where it landed. Rector still couldn't see it well, but there it was, only a few feet in front of him. All he could make out was a person-shaped monster that couldn't have been a person. No person was so huge, and no person had a face shaped like that, flattened and burnished like leather. The shape shimmered. Or no, it didn't. It wasn't an illusion, not a trick of the air or the dim, runny light. The shadow was just covered in hair.
Not a rotter. Something else. Oh God, something else.
The creature rallied itself and sprang. Rector dove out of the thing's way, straight off the side and into the mystery below.